Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and she is Tony DeMeo. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm okay. I was worried there for a moment that we were having one of those shows where we couldn't hear each other, but that's not the case, so that's good.
not the case.
We're here, and we are live. It is Monday, April 5th, and the phone lines are open, 347-838-9903. Is the number. There are a couple other ways you can connect. Social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry or at psychictapestry on Twitter. And if you're listening on the Blog Talk Radio website, you can scroll down and pop in the chat room and join us there. I just opened that up. I did get a notification from Blog Talk Radio when I logged in to start tonight's podcast that the Skype connection is not working. It's a technical thing. I don't know exactly what the problem is, but Blog Talk is working on it. It's apparently a bigger problem than they thought because this was the same case last week. So apologies to those who are using, who use Skype and like to connect that way because it's not working. So I don't know how much of a problem that is for the rest of connecting. I guess we'll find out. But the number is 347-838-9903. I wanted to talk about sage tonight. And not just sage, but the kind of the idea behind it. For instance, I light sage. I have the little sage cones and a selenite heart that is here on my desk, and it has a little place in it to put the cone, and I put the sage in there. And it makes me feel good. I know there are lots of different things that they will tell you about sage, and I just think this is another one of those cases where your intention is really the important thing. And my intention when I light sage is to kind of get some peace centered and dispel negative energy. And I was actually explaining that to somebody earlier today, and they said, well, what do you mean by negative energy? And I think for a lot of people, negative energy, who don't know what that means, they think it's the boogeyman. And that's not my intention. I mean, I think sage would probably be good for that, but that's not what I'm...
Oh, it's real good for that.
But that's not what I'm concerned about. I do lots of social media stuff, not just for myself, but I have clients as well. I do marketing things. And...
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time online, and anybody who spends any time online, especially in social media, knows that there's a lot of negativity out there. It's not all bad, but there's a lot of negativity. And I like to, before I do this show, before I try to help anybody, I like to make sure that I'm in a good place for that.
Yes,
so I like
that helps you too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to, I don't want, you know, I don't want to hear somebody tell me an issue that they have and have some kind of egocentric bad reaction to it because of something past, something that I heard online, something that is bugging me
right.
about something else. I don't want to have any of that interfering with my connections with spirit and with angels and with my empathy and my compassion.
Yes.
I want that to be as centered and clear, and that's why I use it. I also want to make sure that my new dog Rascal is in a good place too. So sometimes he has some negative energy, and I want to kick that out of him too. So
sure.
But that's why I use it. I moved to a new place about 6-7 months ago, and I finally ventured out to one of the metaphysical shops that are in this new city, and I picked up some more. I was running out of sage, so I picked up some more, and I also got some Palo Santo. And
oh, excellent. I love that.
I like it too. And I know a lot of times when I mention sage to people, they have a not great reaction because sage
smell.
Can have a very powerful smell.
Uh-huh.
And if you're not used to it, it can be overpowering. And maybe you don't like it. And
yeah.
You know, if the message of sage, if the reason to use it is to get rid of negative energy and you light it and you feel like, oh, this is awful, I don't want to be around here, then you start to wonder, wow, am I the negative energy I'm trying to get rid of? Palo Santo.
Excellent point. Yeah.
Palo Santo is a great alternative to that because it has a very earthy, woody kind of smell. It's much more subtle. Much more subtle than sage, and it basically does the same kind of thing that will give you that will help give you some clarity and some calmness and dispel the negative energy. And
it's also good to clear your selenite. You clean your selenite on the Palo Santo. Yeah, I do that. It's very good.
Very good idea.
Yeah.
But that's just, I don't want to say it's a ritual that I do, but it's just something that I try to do, certainly every Monday before our podcast, but
right.
I try to remember to do that a few times a week. I should probably do it every day, but real life, you know, gets in the way, and suddenly I forget all about it. But as far as it being a ritual, there's not really any magic words or phrases that I use with it. I just, and more often than not, I'll get the little cones just because they're easy, just because it's a simple way.
Yeah.
I know that sometimes you can find the big bundle of sage and that's great. And I have used that before, but sometimes that's more work. And I hate to put it that way, but you know you've got to light that bundle, and you got to kind of keep an eye on it because it tends to, in my experience, it tends to go out on its own. So you need to, you know, it requires you to be an active participant. And And I'm not saying that as though it's a bad thing, but I'm not I don't have a bunch of sage in my trunk. I'm not trying to sell this and make money on it. So this is not some sort of paid endorsement. But I find that for my purposes, especially for this, it's very easy to be able to light a cone and let it do its thing and sort of be aware of it, but also frees me up to think about whatever it is I need to think about to get, especially before the podcast, to kind of get in that place where I'm ready to give messages and ready to be open to receiving information and that kind of thing. And there's no, I don't do any sort of ritual or anything really with it, unless, you know, popping it into the little selenite and lighting it is a ritual. There's nothing else that I do, and it's just that when I do that, my intention is to get rid of the negativity. And that's really all that I do. Tony, how do you use sage?
I use it for the same purposes. I don't use it as regularly as you do. Most psychics do. A lot of people do it between readings. I have a sage spray that I love, and I love the way it smells. And I do have asthma, so incense and sage are a bit problematic for me. It'll start the coughing, which is distracting. So I like the sage spray. And then as a Reiki master, I'm just so used to using my symbols and my Reiki energy, you know, symbols to raise vibration and to clear space. So I do the whole house pretty much every day to keep the vibration high. And in my office, I'm always playing while I'm working and reading. Well, if I'm reading, I turn it off. But if I'm working on writing, I play the YouTube videos. I do a different one each day to raise vibration, clear space, rid myself of any negativity, balance my chakras, get rid of blockages, things I don't know about. Just releasing, surrendering, and I use it for abundance. And I do love meditations, just anything I can do to keep my aura clear and myself in shape. And I like to use sound, and I like to use Reiki, and I do use sage. That's just one of the tools, but most psychics use it after every reading. So you are correct to do it. And if you like it,
yeah,
it's really good. And there are different kinds. There's a white sage and a green sage. But I do love Palo Santo. I think I use that the most. But I have sage unburned in every room, you know, in my work area and in my Reiki room. And when needed, I snatch that sucker up. If things start moving around and lights go on and off, then I know I need to bring out some more guns. And that happens periodically. You know, somebody will come over. And I can, if it's not a relative and they don't want to show themselves to me, then I get rid of them. So that's what I do. And the sage is really good for that, for chasing any, you know, negative feelings. It can raise vibration, or even for getting rid of an unwanted entity. That's another thing
you
can use it for.
I think sage is great for all of those things. And I love that it's very accessible, and it's not something that you have to learn how to use. And really, your intention can help guide what it's for. So if you're listening to this and you think, well, I don't know that I have any entities or unwanted spirits around, I don't feel like I have that, so I probably don't need it. It's a great thing for the little things, for having a bad day, for you know, it doesn't take much today.
Arguments.
To see something.
I use it
for
arguments. Negative
something
experience
on,
in the room. Yeah.
Yeah. You see something on Facebook and it just ticks you off, and you have a little black cloud over your head, and you're really annoyed. You might even not realize that you're carrying that around. But
true,
you just lighting some sage and breathing it in, assuming that, you know, that it doesn't irritate you or it's not an overwhelming thing. In which case, in which case, the Palo Santo is really good. But using that. And it helps you relax. It helps you let go of the junk that you're carrying that you don't need, that you may not even realize that you're carrying it. And I'm not talking about
No, it does.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
without even knowing.
And I'm not talking about like like your own personal emotional baggage. I'm talking about traffic and telemarketing calls that annoy you and spam and the everyday life things that we all deal with that some days are just minor annoyances and some days they really just stick in your craw and you just, you don't even know why, but you can feel it in your shoulders, the back of your neck, that, you know, that it, you're just really off your game. And I find that, you know, that lighting some sage and having that intention, I don't even know what it is that I'm carrying, but I want to feel better. I want to feel at peace. I want to feel relaxed. I want to feel centered. I want to feel open to whatever angels or spirit want me to know. Any of that kind of stuff, you know, and there's not, you know, like I said before, there's not like magic words or phrases you need. It just sort of thinking those things, and it doesn't have to be all of that. It can just simply be the drive home and traffic is really bugging me, and I can't seem to let it go. And you just light up some sage, and that's your intention to let it go, and you let that thing burn on its own and let it change the air. Get rid of the negativity that's around you. I don't know or pretend to know how it works or why it works. And I don't feel like I need to. I just know that it does. And I'm a fan of it. It's not, I mean, I use it for very, for want of a better word, for small things. You know, for the, for that, the peace of mind, for the things that I've been mentioning. I do other things for the bigger things. If I'm worried that there's, I've said before that I've picked up hitchhikers, spirits or things have attached themselves to me, and there are other things that I do in those situations, but for just the everyday. The everyday exasperations of just being a human being in 2021. Sage is a go-to thing for me. It doesn't solve all my problems. It doesn't put money in my bank. It doesn't fix my car. It doesn't, any of that kind of stuff. But it does help me be better equipped to deal with all that stuff. It helps me put things in perspective. It helps me relax and unclench. And it gets rid of the dumb little things that I don't need to be bothered about.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially for the purposes of this podcast, we all know that computers can be the greatest thing ever, and they can be the bane of your existence. If you know, we all have those sort of things, and anybody who's listened to this podcast for any length of time has known that we're no stranger to technical difficulties. And I don't know that Sage is the thing that will fix technical problems, but it fixes my attitude about them.
That's
so
a
that
very
it's
good
not,
way to put it.
It makes it so that the fact that, you know, for example, a few weeks ago, I clicked on the wrong thing. It was my fault. I did it. I clicked on the wrong thing and messed up the chat room. And I couldn't see anything in it. I couldn't get back in it. I know there were people in there who were asking questions, but I couldn't do anything about it. And it was just one of those kind of things that was irritating me. And and those are the worst when it's something that you did, when it's your own fault, and you can't fix it. But having the sage going helped keep me from really losing my mind on the, you know, during it when I was like, okay, well, that's just, it's just not working.
You're gonna have
and
to
I'm just going
to
close it,
yeah.
And it's not going to work, and I'm sorry, and hopefully it will work next time.
That's
And it's a great thing. I know that in this age of non-smoking offices, having sage at work is probably a no-no. I'm guessing that most businesses don't want you burning incense at your desk, but that's
for
where...
For anything. It's probably just a fire issue, for burning anything.
Yeah.
Candles
right.
or anything.
The sage spray might, in that situation...
Oh, yeah, that does work, but they will tell you not to spray anybody, you know. Makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
But maybe you can give a little spray in your cubicle or office or wherever your area.
People do that. More people than you know. That Florida water, people use that a lot for to raise vibration. I've seen that in workplaces. Oh, I really have. They have crystals they bring to work now.
I used to have I had an office job a few years back, and I had crystals that I brought, and I brought them in with me every day. I was working a temporary job, and I just felt funny about bringing in my own personal possessions and leaving them in the office. And it wasn't really a matter of that. I thought somebody is gonna take my tiger's eye. I really doubt that. They might have, but
know.
I really. Yeah, but I really doubt it. That wasn't my concern. It was more that it just felt weird to be somewhere where I know that, you know, I'm only here for a couple more weeks. It just seems odd to be bringing in my own stuff, but I would absolutely be bringing my crystals. And I didn't bring any spray or anything, but it never occurred to me that I needed it. I didn't feel that kind of energy there that made me feel like I needed something. The crystals were there more because I just like being around them, and I like having them. I have a bunch of crystals on my desk. I have a little dish of them next to my bedside. I have a couple that I wear on necklaces. I mean, I just like I like crystals. I like having them around. But I feel like actually, talking about crystals, that makes me wonder, are there crystals that you would recommend if somebody doesn't want to use sage for sort of the same kind of thing?
Well, there are, selenite. Of course, raises vibration. You can wave a selenite wand in all the corners of the room. You put it through your own aura. It can remove all the negativity from your own body and self. I do that before readings. That's another way I thought I did that, yeah. I have a selenite heart. I have a couple of selenite wands. And I have a selenite tower by where I read in my office. And I use selenite a lot for that. Another good thing is, of course, amethyst. I think most people know that. Amethyst is excellent for protection. And then clear crystal is really good for amplifying our psychic ability and for getting clear answers, because the clear crystal. The pink, of course, is for love. And let's see, what is the yellow one? I can't remember the name right now. You know which one I mean, the ambery color? Oh, what is that called?
I'm not sure. Yellow.
Okay. Yellow one. Yeah, it's yellow. I can't remember the name. All good.
You know,
very good for sight.
We'll both remember after it later.
Yes, and I'll say, oh no, how did I forget that? I have a bunch of that everywhere. It's for prosperity,
crystals.
Abundance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crystals are a great thing if you are. If you're not excited about burning sage or Palo Santo or getting a spray, or if you can't find a spray, crystals are a great alternative to
citrine.
To helping you.
That's
yeah,
it, citrine.
To help you stay focused, clear the energy,
right,
all that kind of stuff. The same thing as sage. But really, your intention is so important. I know when I worked in a metaphysical store and people would come in to look at the crystals, and we had those thick books, the Crystal Bible, volume 1, 2, 3, a million, however many volumes are. And they would ask about this crystal and that crystal, and I would give them, you know, for most of them, I would be able to give them a 1 or 2 sentence little, this one's good for protection, this one's good for love, that kind of thing.
There are so
but
many
I would,
too.
I would also tell them that, you know, none of these crystals have read any of those books. The energy in those crystals, the energy combining with your energy is what makes it work. And the crystals want you to be happy. They want to do for you what you want. So if you're attracted to a particular crystal, if you're thinking, I would like some kind of rock that would help dispel the negative energy and do all the stuff that they're talking about without without the smell of sage, and you are drawn to Tiger's Eye that I mentioned before, it doesn't matter if in the big book of crystals that it says that that's what Tiger's Eye does. If you're drawn to that and that's what you want, and the
it's good for you.
Yeah, that's the crystal for you, and that's what it will do for you. You know, this is all intention driven, and
it is.
And you know, the crystal books are great and they're terrific, especially for people figuring out what the differences are from one stone to the next. But the reality is that if you're drawn to a particular crystal, and what you want is something that protects you, then whatever it is you're drawn to is
going
to do that.
It's going
to
probably be that, because I think your guidance system also helps you drive, you know, brings you to the crystal. I have found that I've gone into those stores and found something, you know, it might not even be a pretty one, but I feel like I need it, and then I get the mess, you know, and then I'll look. There's usually some information there that'll tell you what it's for, and it's exactly what I needed. And I was drawn to the crystal that I needed. So I think there's an element of that, because your guidance system brings you to the store. They say, let's go to the crystal store. And then you happen to figure, oh, I think I'll go to the crystal store. And then when you're in there, you see something that you just need to have, and you say, I need that. And then later you look it up, and your guide has found that for you, I think. That's kind of what I take it to be. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you're
kind
right.
Of like,
if you're drawn to it, you're going to find out that whatever it does, it's what you need.
Yeah. And I think also, if you're drawn to it, whatever it is that you're looking for in a crystal, if you're drawn to one, that's what it's going to do for you, even if that's not in the crystal book that it does that.
But I see your point. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's just a matter of your energy and the crystal's energy and your intention, and that makes all the difference in the world. I was trying to just run in the shop today and grab a little box of sage and run out without looking at too much other stuff because I would need it all.
It's a black hole.
Yeah. And they had this is a place I've only had been in once, and it was overwhelming. So I thought, I'll come back. And I knew that they had sage, so I ran in there again. And I saw that they had a wall of pendulums. And I just,
oh no!
I was starting to look at them, and I was like, "Oh, don't touch! Do not touch! Don't touch
yeah.
any of them!"
Don't
touch, like, all right, just back away. But that's the—I mean, it's the same kind of thing that I found with pendulums. That, you know, the ones you're drawn to is the one that's for you, and that's
so true.
You know, it's just how it works, and. And the thing about pendulums and crystals is that you can get caught up in owning them, in having this particular pendulum. It's beautiful, and this connects to Archangel Michael, and great. And we're human, and we do dumb things sometimes, and sometimes there are accidents, and it could fall and break, or you could misplace it. And what you have to remember is that you misplaced, you broke, you lost a rock, maybe a rock on a string. But that's all it is. You did not lose Archangel Michael's phone number. He's not going to ignore you now because he gave you a rock that you lost. How dare you? No. Go get another one. Doesn't even have to be the same. You'll figure it out when you get there. And it's the same thing with crystals. If you get a crystal and you feel good about it, I have this rose quartz heart, and sometimes it just feels nice just to hold it. And I like it, and I feel like it does certain things for me, but if it broke or I lost it somehow, it wouldn't be that I would never have that again. I could go get another one. And it doesn't even have to be a rose quartz heart. I could see what I'm drawn to, and that would be the one for me. I started years ago. I had this really nice piece of tiger's eye. I love tiger's eye. That's why I keep bringing it up. And I had
it
on a necklace, and I really liked it, and I had it like that for a while, and the necklace broke. Tiger's eye was fine, but the necklace part of it broke, and I just felt like, well, it's time to get something new. And I got something new and had that for a few years, and then the necklace broke, and I just used that as
time to get something new.
a sign that it was time for, you know, that the tiger's eye did what it needed to do for me, and now I was ready for something else. So I got something else. I thought for sure I was going to go and get another tiger's eye necklace, exactly the same. And that's what I went looking for, and I found something else. I found kyanite, actually. And I thought, well, that's good protection.
I love kyanite. That's a good one.
Yeah, so I had that for a while, and that was great protection. I remember feeling, so I don't remember where we were driving somewhere, and I suddenly felt this almost like an impact of negative energy, and I had the kyanite on, and I noticed when I got home, it looked like it was burned a little bit. It had black singe around it, and I thought, wow, something did dry, but I'm glad I had the kyanite. And then later I found, and this was really cool, I found one piece that they had put selenite and kyanite together next to each other on this one piece, and I could wear that. And I wore that for a while, and then I was told that I didn't need to wear that anymore. So I have that in the dish of crystals by my bed. And at night, I put the pieces that I do wear, I set them on top of that to sort of clear them, the selenite and the kyanite, for protection and to clear them. And then the next day, I put them, the other pieces, back on. And it's like that I sent them out to the cleaners, and they're fresh and new, and and they're ready to go.
They're all tuned up. Empowered. That's really good.
But I think there's so many ways that you can do that kind of thing to get rid of the negative energy. And there's not, it's not just one thing. It doesn't have to, you don't have to get sage and that's it and that's all. And you have to get sage and you have to light it and you have to like the smell, and you, that's what you have to do. It's not like that at all. There's so many different ways. And I'm sure there's more that we haven't even mentioned.
Yep, there's even more. Like Archangel Michael will come. Yeah, and he clears space for you and cuts cords and clears anything out of you that you need. And on YouTube, you can get a whole Reiki treatment, quite honestly. They'll pull out your negativity and blockages. Yeah.
You can get Reiki treatments. You can do cord cutting things. There's all kinds of stuff that you can look up on YouTube. There's one that somebody sent me that that is a great clearing for negative energy and things bigger than just negative energy. If you need to do that, it clears you, clears your house, clears your car, clears everybody else in your house. It's terrific, and I love it. And I try to do it once a week. I don't always remember, but it feels good to do that. And of course, you have to believe. You know, you have to believe that this is doing something. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, it really does. It does work. I always surround everything with the white light. I surround the people, the rooms, the house, the property line, the cars, and I just keep expanding out with my white light, or God's white light. But I ask it to come down and do all these great things for all of us, and it seems to help a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
I can't tell you who does. Everybody walks in here and just says, oh, there's such good energy in this house. And I kind of laugh and say, well.
But, you know, you have to believe it. That's what's really important.
Oh, yeah.
And it's important all the way down to lighting the sage and believing that this is going to get rid of the negative energy. This is going to help me feel better. This is going to make me relax, get more centered, be more open. Whatever it is that you want, you have to believe that it's going to do that. Otherwise, it's just a smelly incense, and you're going to just go on your merry way as you have been. And it's true of all this stuff. I like to call on Archangel Michael and his white light anytime that I feel like I need it, and it's for me or for an area. I can remember when I was in San Diego, being in the Old Town area, and there was someone or something that stopped and was looking at me, and it really gave me the heebie-jeebies, and I just took a deep breath, and I called on Archangel Michael, and I just visualized flooding the area with his white light, and whoever that was picked up their stuff and was quickly walking away.
And made it out of there.
But you just have to believe it. And I have rambled on and on longer than usual tonight. I'm sorry about that. But I thought all this stuff was important. We could probably still squeeze in a call or two. 347-838-9903 is the number. It's not too late. Tony, you want to explain who you are and why you're here and what you're going to do?
Sure. My name is Tony DiMeo. I'm a psychic medium. I've been born this way. And for tonight, I'm going to give you messages through your own guidance system based on the information that is given to me in various ways from my guides and angels. And happy to do it. And you can.
Yay. And me, I'll do the same thing. No. I get messages through music. I have a player that I loaded up with almost 8,000 songs. And I set it playing, shuffling randomly before the podcast started. And I invite my guides and angels and your guides and angels to give me the song that's for you. So when you call in, I'll let you know what's playing and what I think it means for you. I'll read it kind of like you'd read an oracle card. And in the interest of time, that's all I'm going to say about that. So let's head to the phones, try and squeeze in as many calls as we can here in the time that's left. 347-838-9903 is our number. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Oh, hello, me?
Yes, you. Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi there, Karen.
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Where are you calling from?
Tony. You
hi, Karen.
Yes,
I know who this
Karen.
Is.
Okay.
How
hi,
are you,
Karen.
Doing well tonight. Great talk. It was kind of something I needed to hear, so I appreciate that.
Oh, we're glad. We're glad.
Oh, good.
Well, Ken, you know what to talk about.
Fall out. Yeah, things always seem to fall where they need to be. But I guess my question for tonight was, I have a situation going on with my daughter where a person of authority has kind of overstepped his authority with her, and I don't know whether to let her go back to his class or not.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Is it of a, like, is he trying to force her into something, or he's just throwing weight around and...
Well, it's kind of an inappropriate teacher relationship, actually. And we've been to the school. The school's aware of it.
And what did
my daughter
think? Is she,
I mean, she was, at first didn't. At first she was like, I love this teacher. And she didn't realize it kind of bordered on grooming a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And,
yeah, she's gorgeous,
yeah.
By the way. She looks much older. And that's, I understand that.
He was texting her at 2:30 in the morning, so.
Oh, that's, yes. And, you know, I've noticed teachers started doing that. They've started.
Yes.
I knew another teacher that did that, many teachers. And I said, what? In my day, if our teachers had done that, they would have been fired. So it's very strange.
And
I think you need to trust your daughter. I mean, I'm getting that loud, clear, and strong. She shares my birthday, of course, a different day and a different year. I mean, same day, different year. But she is incredible, and she's so talented. And I,
her the
too, had that
to
happen
virtual.
To me.
You
Pardon
did.
Me?
I will let her know that. Uh-huh. We've given her the option to go virtual with it, but it's learning sign language.
I don't think she wants – does she want to talk about that? To others, you mean, to the world?
A little bit. But, you know, right now we're keeping it quiet because the school's handling it.
Yes, let the school handle it. And how does she feel about going back to the class? That's my big question.
She says she wants to do virtual and just kind of decompress and gather her thoughts about it. So I guess that made the mom and me kind of...
Oh, you mean only go to the class? Only go to the class virtually is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes, definitely. And if that's what she wants to do, then yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
But is she 18 yet? Is she 18
No,
yet?
She'll be in December, yeah.
In December she's 18. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She's very wise, and she's really good at communicating, and she didn't hide anything from you? Did she hide
no.
that?
No. She did, and I was not real happy with her.
Okay, so she did hide that from you. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. And you read the text then?
I was told about it. Another student saw it and brought it to the proper attention that it needed. So I was then brought
in
on it.
Is the person leaning on her for advice of some sort?
Maybe, yeah. Just, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's kind of an odd
thing. This is very odd. This is a person that I hate to say this. I mean, but I'm really feeling that this person may be living in a fantasy, a little bit of a fantasy.
That's
here.
My concern, yes, that there's a bit of a fixation going on.
Yes, and this has you've got to put her virtual on that class. And definitely have the school handle it.
Okay.
And
we are going to
and tell her to put up her psychic sensors. Be very careful. and be very cool and, you know, calm, collected. And I don't think he's going to come after her in any way to try to maintain contact, but I don't feel that there's danger that.
No, we've set the blocks up, so I think everything's going the way it should. I was just having that last little doubt.
Exactly. The card that I, the card that I pulled from the Angels, Radley Valentine Angel deck, it's a significant life event has happened, that you're calling about. It's a powerful revelation now has been made that is going to lead to a change. And I think you made the powerful revelation known to her that this was more serious than she realized.
Oh, absolutely.
Or she knew it was serious and thought she could handle it herself and didn't want to get anybody in trouble kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it is time for her to spread her wings and think of life away from this place of learning, because there's a whole other world for her out there beyond this person. And this person, is this person tied to one of her main interests?
Yes.
This particular teacher? Yeah, that's what I got. So beyond whatever that person, I mean, see, that's how that relationship, it happened with mine too, with my drama teacher.
Okay.
Because you get very close to that person.
Yes.
Pardon me? Yeah.
Yeah, this is her sign language teacher.
Okay.
I definitely see where it can be like a much more intimate type thing, you know?
Yes. So the sign language is also one of her special interests.
Yes. Yeah, she plans to minor in that.
Oh, wow. She's a great person, let me tell you. But it says that she will have great success in her life. There's no doubt. This is about her, because you're asking about her. She's going to have no contentment, peace, abundance, a very happy home life. She's going to complete or, you know, achieve everything she sets out to do and be a great success. And in this matter, it may go to something legal, and there will be a fair and just decision. And it says, do what you know is right and stand up for your beliefs. So be the mom tiger and do what needs to be done, because that can't. Yeah, and that cannot continue, even to anyone else thereafter. Exactly. And now, honey, I have to give you to Ken. And thank you for calling.
You.
All right.
I love
sweetie.
You guys. Thank you.
We love you. Go ahead, Ken.
I know this is sort of tricky. How does your daughter feel about what's going on? Is she done
before
with this? Does
she was
know?
Like, yes. Before she was like just kind of shocked that, to even consider that maybe that was what was going on, that it might be something more than just a teacher relationship. She didn't see it that way. So
right.
I think it's a little bit of a shock to her that maybe that to realize that something else may be going on that she didn't even consider.
The song that was playing was New Kid in Town by the Eagles. You know that one?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And what I feel like this is about is that I know that getting the extra attention can make her feel special, even when it's not appropriate. But this is a kind of thing that becomes a pattern. And once she graduates and moves on, he'll go on to the next one, whoever the next new kid is. But if she does something about it, if she talks to the school, if she pushes it, she can help keep this from happening again. Because it's one thing to have somebody say something or text you something and sort of spin your head around because you can't believe that you're getting that attention. But it can also be very dangerous and go further than that. And
well, that's what
she
we talked to her and had an attorney tell her that this was completely predatory and grooming. And she was very shocked by that revelation. And then now she said, you know, that she's had time to kind of think about it. She's like, no, I think I need to step back from it.
Yeah.
Cool.
So thank you both for considering that.
Well, you did the right thing. You just...
Yeah, if she can stand it, I mean, I know she's a kid and shouldn't have to deal with this kind of crap, but if she can stand it, she should be open to talking to the school or whoever to try and ensure that this kind of thing doesn't happen to somebody else.
That has, that has been done. Yes.
Good, good. Okay, good. Okay. Well, I will think good thoughts for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And the confirmation again, that's kind of what I needed to hear, and I'll be able to have that talk with her again before she goes to bed.
Good.
About what we've discussed.
Good. All right,
thank
we'll
you,
be
honey.
Thinking
thank
good
you,
thoughts
John.
For you.
Thanks
thank for
you,
calling
us.
Very,
thank
Bye-bye,
you.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye. Have a great evening. Bye.
Thanks.
You too.
All right, I'm going to try and, I know the clock is against us, but I'm going to try and squeeze in at least one more here. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name? Hi, if you're calling
Yvonne.
From area code 713, there you are. I'm sorry, I talked all over you. What's your first name?
Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Where are you calling from?
Katy, Richmond area.
Oh,
and how can
good.
We help you? How can we help you tonight?
Hi, Tony.
Hi,
excuse me, I'm
hi,
Bob. Yes, I know Tony. It's nice to meet you, Karen.
Yes,
I've heard a lot about
forever.
You. Yes,
yes,
she has. I have a job interview tomorrow, and it's
yes.
a temp to hire a position, and I'm a little nervous about that. And I was just wondering what kind of insight y'all could give me on that.
The first card that popped up is a fire card, and it's all about having that fire in the belly and believing in yourself and empowering yourself, and the message is do not give up. You have created an entire life. You have a whole bunch of knowledge that needs to be shared. Have courage and believe in yourself. There is nothing you cannot achieve. And your guides and angels are standing behind you with power. Things are looking up for you. This is another card. This is an air card, the sixth of air. Things are looking up. The end of a difficult situation is very near, and everything is going to be turn out the way you want it. Release. Release the end of this negative phase in your life or this difficult time. There, you've had a spiritual transformation during this time off. It is now time for you to move forward again. So there was a rhyme and a reason to having extra time to yourself. And now it's time to move forward. Things are going to pick up for you, honey. And I believe
okay,
you will be successful. And I think this interview is the first step toward that. And now I'm going to give you to Ken for the sake of time. I'm so glad
okay,
you
thanks.
Called.
Thank
you for calling, honey. All right.
Hi, Yvonne.
Go ahead.
Hi,
The song that was playing when you picked up your call was Get Together by the Carpenters. You might know. Do you know that one?
Oh, God, yes. I'm old enough. Yes, I know the Carpenters.
Okay. Well,
sorry.
The song Get Together was a 60s hit by a band called the Youngbloods. Karen and Richard Carpenter covered it for this one. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, love one another right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is about being positive and believing that this is your path. This is for you, that you deserve this, that you are, in the right place at the right time, and it is time to get together and do this, and that whatever it is that is for your highest good is what you're going to get. And I hope that doesn't sound like a cop-out. I don't want it to sound like some of those TV preachers who will say you need to have enough faith, and if you don't get what you want, it's because you had a lack of faith. That's not what I'm saying at all. I think that if this is the good fit for you, if this is the place that's for your highest good, or at least for the next step, then that's what you're going to get together. And if it's not that the next one is coming that you're going to be able to get together with, but whatever it is, it you just have to know that it's the right thing. You just have to believe it and put that kind of energy out there. I know you said you're a little nervous about it. That's totally normal. But it's the kind of thing where you want to put out the energy of confidence, of that this is my path, this is where I belong, this is the good fit for me. Visualize what it's going to be like having that job, having those responsibilities, being able to do whatever it is you need to do, and the way that you think about the way it makes you feel. I know that for anybody who's been out of work for any length of time, there's also a real feeling of self-worth that increases when you have gainful employment, when you have the paycheck
right.
either in hand or you know it's coming. There's all those things that mix together. So try to focus on putting that sort of energy out there and visualizing the way all that's going to make you feel. And I know I'm saying a lot of things to do, but when you focus on trying to do all those things, you won't have time to be nervous.
Right.
So that'll help too.
It's funny that you say all that, because Tony knows me and knows how I am. And you pretty much, he was spot on, wasn't he, Tony? I mean, my problem is my confidence in myself. And I mean,
that's something
I need to remember. So hopefully I'm just praying that this is a good fit. So we'll see.
Exactly.
Well, the only other thing I would throw in there is that you don't need to own it that this is your problem that you have to work on about confidence, because everybody has this kind of feeling when they're up for a new job that they want. It can rattle your confidence. It can make you second guess everything. This isn't something that's just unique to you. So don't feel like there's something that there's something wrong that you have to work on, or that there's a flaw or anything like that, because it's just being human. So just focus on the good and focus on all of that stuff, and we'll think good thoughts for you and hope to hear good news from you soon.
Oh, well, definitely Tony will find out if anything happens.
Yes,
so she
please
can let
me know, honey, what's going on.
I will.
All right.
Thank you both.
And prayers
Y'all
with
are
you.
Thanks.
You are.
Thank you so much for calling
Thank
us.
Thank you, honey.
Okay.
Y'all bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
We're out of time. Apologies to anybody who's left on the phone. Sorry that we talked so very much. Thanks for the kind words, Mindy, by the way, in the chat box. She says, "You're so wonderful with your service work. Thank you. See you next week."
Lovely. Thank you, Mindy.
Yeah. Thank you, Mindy. That was very nice.
Okay.
Thanks to everybody for listening and calling in. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody. I'll try to talk less next Monday. And Tony and I will be back then. And hopefully we'll get to talk to you at that time. In the meantime,
yay.
Have a great week. Take care of yourself and stay safe. And we'll talk soon.
Yes. Bye, everybody. We love you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.